All right. Thank you, David. I appreciate the opportunity to come up and share a little bit about our Corn Club with you. And it's given me a time to reflect a little bit about why we do this program. And I have to be honest with you, many times over the 25 years that I've been doing the Corn Club, I've asked myself that same question in the morning. Overall, looking back, I think it's been a real valuable program for our extension group and our producers, and I'm going to share with you a few of the reasons why I think that. My predecessor actually started the program in 65. We've had multiple tillage classes since then. We've had multiple year awards. It's been a collaboration between our small Pennsylvania Corn Growers Association and Penn State. And it began with things like hand checks and silage classes, which I eliminated over the years. And then also initially had an economic dimension, which I found I had to eliminate in the 90s as well. But we've continued it every year, and it's been a program with a number of stated objectives. Like everybody else, we want to recognize our top producers. We want to document the top yields that are occurring in our state. We want to track yield trends and production practices. We want to share some of those production practices with top producers. It's a membership benefit for the corn growers. The seed industry is interested in showcasing top genetics. We want to document the potential of improved technologies. And over the years, those have changed. Initially, there were things like no-till and side dressing, and later fungicides and stacked genetics and things like that. There's also a number of sort of non-stated objectives for doing this that I learned over the years. It's a great linkage between me and the corn growers. I'm pretty integral to the corn growers. They find this is one of their valuable little programs. And it's built key relationships, I think Carrie mentioned that, between educators, specialists, and some of our top corn growers. And some of you know our top producers are often difficult to build relationships with because they've got every agronomist in town on their farm providing information. They don't need extension as much maybe as others, so it's been valuable. It's also provided a lot of good feedback for specialists, educators, and producers on production practices as we look across the report and see what everybody's doing in terms of population, tillage, etc. Then we, as Carrie did, we've been able to document yield trends compared to our state averages. And then we've been able to use these folks in either research or extension programs. So I'm going to show you a couple examples of stuff like this. At our annual conference, we make a presentation, and I kind of summarize what kind of yields we got and what some of the trends were in the yields. We send a report out to 300 of our top corn grower members, and I write a little summary of what I thought happened. We recognize some of the key members from the association who get awards over the years, and then I've used some of the summaries in my quarterly newsletter article in our farming newspaper to showcase the club, our producers, and the Corn Growers Association. So I try to get a fair amount of mileage out of the program. And it's great for relationship building. So I still go back to one day a couple years ago where it was a Friday afternoon at 4:30, and one of the educators called me up and said, "Hey, we're doing a Corn Club check, and we need somebody to come down and verify this guy who's gotten over 300 bushels. Would you be willing to come down Saturday morning and do that?" So it was a 2.5-hour ride, but I did it and got to share with the farmer and the educator, and got to look at a over 300 bushel cornfield in Pennsylvania, which doesn't happen all the time. So we were all excited about it. Then we cleaned off the field, and I got a combine ride and took a picture of his yield monitor clicking over 300 bushels to the acre. So that was one of those special days in my extension career. Here's another one that was another special one where this fellow is up in Northeast PA. It's not a place where you grow a lot of great corn, but he's got a river bottom farm on the Delaware River on the New Jersey border. Yields were off in some of our prime corn growing areas that year, And Marlin, who was a longtime Extension supporter, ended up having the highest yield in the Corn Club, 274 bushels per acre. Our educator called me up and told me that Marlin, unfortunately, has cancer and may not be around that long. So I picked up the phone, even though the results weren't really published yet. It was about this time of year. And I called our newspaper editor and I said, maybe you better get up and see Marlin and get a write-up for our Corn Club winner this year. So she went up and interviewed Marlin, and it was his last year of farming. He made it to the conference. He was able to get his award, but then he passed away shortly thereafter. And now Marlin's grandson, who's taken over the farm, he's also turning out to be one of our big Extension supporters up in that area. This year I had another one. Educator called me up and said, hey, Dale Hurd died. He's one of our longtime Corn Club members. This was in June or so, and sad to hear that. And then the other day I opened up my mail, I got a Corn Club entry form from Dale Hurd. And somebody down there checked his corn yields, and I looked down at the yield, 300.1 bushels per acre. So old Dale tried his whole life to get 300 bushels per acre, and he finally did it, but he wasn't around to see the results. So some of those kind of things have long-lasting impacts and are some of those Extension moments that we really like. Here's another one that we had this year, another 300 bushel Corn Club check. This guy also is a longtime Extension supporter, very good farmer, and our educator, Mina, there has been checking a lot of fields with these guys and has great relationships with a lot of top corn growers as a result of the production in her area. And then as most of you realize, we try to document and use some of the production practices that are unique in our area. And a common practice in our area is side dressing, and most of the entrants are putting down about 100, 110 pounds N per acre. Another key thing is the growth of no-till in our area over the years. Initially, the concept was it's hard for no-till to match tilled yields, and now we're seeing that the no-till farmers outnumber and do better than the tilled farmers, and our yields are, this is in 2014, are getting to be phenomenal on our great fields, which you wouldn't maybe expect in Pennsylvania. And then a lot of our fields get manure, and farmers are taking substantial credits for that manure application. They're putting on, for example, 160 pounds of nitrogen and on these fields and getting back 250 bushels per acre. So all this kind of information we can use to reinforce some of the basic recommendations that we have. Also, when our educators are out there working with these top producers, occasionally they're giving feedback to the top producers on what's going on. This guy this year was doing the Corn Club check, and they were noticing a lot of grain loss at the head. And I don't know what kind of head this guy has, but our educator Dell there knew that another farmer in the area had the same kind of head. They called the other farmer, they had a conversation on the phone, and added 5 bushels per acre to the yield right then and there. And the other things would be the population response in corn, nitrogen management, potassium, and disease management are all things that even the top corn growers have benefited from interaction with our educators in the field. We too have tracked the yield trends over time, and on state average yields are increasing over the last 20 years about 2.2 bushels per acre per year, and our Corn Club average has been going up about 4 bushels per acre per year over time. So these guys are increasing about twice the rate that our state average is. And then I've had some folks that have been in the club for a long time, so I can track individual members' yields. This guy's a grain farmer in central Pennsylvania, tracked his yields over 15 years, and his yields have been going up 4.75 bushels per acre per year. I can remember when he was getting 160 bushels per acre, and now he's getting near 260 bushels per acre. It doesn't hurt that this guy happens to be a trustee at Penn State, and also for many years was also the president of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau. So my little corn club gave me a linkage to some key movers and shakers in this state. It turns out that many of the corn club growers are movers and shakers, you could say, and it's valuable. So we've invited these guys to our field days. Here's a couple of them speaking at one of our field days. Then it gets written up in the Ag magazine. Another thing we did on another one was we did the Cornell soil health test report on a 300 bushel field, and it turned out we got a score of 81 from Cornell out of 100 on a field that scored 300 bushels per acre. So those guys are pretty hard graders. But it gave us a lot of experience on a really great yielding field. There's some challenges. There is the perception that was mentioned about encouraging high inputs generally. I don't think that's the case. There's a competition we have with the NCGA National Corn Yield Contest, so we try to allow for duplication of entries. There's a number of ethical issues that come up. Everybody's ethics get tested sometimes. There's field selection. There's writing down the right inputs. Question marks on the tillage classes. There's the details on yield checks. And I've been real proud of some of our educators in holding the line on some of the procedures involved in doing yield checks. And then for growers, there's the whole subject of product endorsement. Once you, unfortunately, that one grower I showed you in the picture, he went out and installed some liquid applicator, and next year he was endorsing that liquid applicator on his subsequent, that liquid product on his subsequent 5-acre corn club plots. So there's a opportunity, I guess, for ethics education with our corn growers in that regard. So I think there's opportunities to develop relationships with some of our new educators that move into areas and they want to meet some of the leading growers. I think what we could do is try to expand to document yields in new regions or maybe look at new production practices. I added seeding depth this year. And then I think there might be some ways for us to improve participation with better support and monetary travel awards, maybe more regional awards around the state, and then try to use these growers a little bit better at our conferences. So overall, I think it's been had positive impacts on growers, educators, specialists, and industry. It's built some real positive lifelong relationships. It's provided a forum for discussion of the high yield potential that exists in our state, and it's provided a showcase for technology, soil management, and other practices, and it really boosts visibility of extension among some of our leading producers. So with that, Dave, I'm going to close and turn it back over to you.
We do have time for questions. Does anyone have one or we got time for one or two questions?
Right, Chad. Greg, when it comes to reporting those inputs, how often do you think that somebody being unethical and how often do you think somebody just doesn't remember it correctly? In terms of if we're questioning folks putting the inputs in,
I think it's mostly mostly not remembering correctly. I think it's rare because of the positive relationships that our educators have with these guys. They live in the same community. There's not a lot of issues in that regard. Might be the in our state the amount of manure you put on might be underreported. You know.
One more over here.
At what stage do they have to determine their 5 acres? Is that a harvest, a planting, or?
Actually the 5 acres is a we take a one just like NCGA we take a 1.25 acre yield estimate, and the field size has got to be 5 acres. In the NCGA program it's got to be 10 acres. So I'm not sure actually we even checked the 5 acre thing. It's mostly we're relying on the 1.25 acre yield check is where we really get down to the nitty-gritty, and that's done at harvest.
So.
Yeah, they have to identify the in our program they have to identify the field in the summertime, which sometimes I'm finding that they switch the fields when they get close to harvest, and that's an unethical part there. So
let's give Greg.